Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Why?
With Ben and Woods.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
Presented by Hamul Casino.
Yes!
On 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back. It's Ben and Paul.
All right, I'm on. I mean, I'm officially kind of taking my foot off the gas.
You're not there yet. You're not to the finish line.
You gotta, I just know what's coming.
Run through the tape, and then we take your name off of the show.
God, that's how it works. All this work for nothing.
All the way through. Let me start. We were just talking about Justin Turner, and our boss, Adam, who we were talking about earlier, came in and pointed something out that I think definitely qualifies as a DDT this morning. It's buried deep in Jeff Passan's recap of what happened with Justin Turner and everything in Game 6 of the World Series. It goes back to when this all started, when the Major League Baseball season was just getting underway and they were unsure about, you know, how they were going to pull this off and the protocols that were going to keep everybody safe. And a Dodger player texted Alana Rizzo, who covers the Dodgers for their TV network, Sportsnet LA. The text said, all players will wear face coverings in the dugout. Stress 6 feet of distancing and face coverings in the bullpen where guys may have to sit in the stands to ensure space. He also stressed avoiding public appearances for marketing. It was all a text from Justin Turner.
Oh, my gosh.
He was the one
who
was like the strongest spokesperson for wearing masks and social distancing, and we've got to abide by these rules and protocols. Otherwise, this is never going to work. And then this is the guy who ends up at the end of the season not only testing positive for COVID and then coming back onto the field to celebrate, but then taking his mask off on the field. And as you pointed out, also, you know, kind of making light of other people who had masks on. What happened to the serious Justin Turner, who was, you know, Mr. Responsibility on July 31st, and then all of a sudden on October 26th, is the guy who is actually running through security, who's telling, no, you can't come back out here. You have COVID. You can't stop me. Try to stop me. I'm going out and celebrating with my team. We just won the World Series.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Holy cow.
Wow. Wow. I've got an update to the Melvin Gordon story. You might remember he put on Instagram, like one day he was like, oh, I'm going to go out and drive really, really fast. And well, it turns out he was driving really fast. He was also drunk, Ben. He got arrested for DUI. So he issued an apology to his Broncos teammates in the entire city of Denver and said, I am sorry. Because of legal things, I haven't been able to publicly go out and say what I needed to say. Just for me to you guys to put it out, I'm sorry I was even in that situation. I don't want people to feel like, because Melvin didn't say anything or he didn't speak on it, he just doesn't care. He's not apologetic. That's not the case at all. To the people of Denver, I'm sorry. And, you know, it's funny because he played the next week. They did the thing which teams do. Again, you're talking about, are you a better football team with Melvin Gordon on the field than off? Probably better. We're going to let the legal process play. You know he got a DUI. He admitted he got a DUI, and you still let him play.
There's nothing really
nothing
left to play
really
out.
Right, exactly. It's like, well, okay, get in there, kid. Where are the consequences? You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, he's facing his former team this week. Denver Broncos hosting the LA Chargers on Sunday. And by the way, with the Lakers and Dodgers winning the World Series, the attention immediately shifts. Hey, can we make it a 3-for-3 in Los Angeles? No one cares. No one's talking about the Chargers, of course, making it 3-for-3. They were not even mentioned. But the Rams.
Jared Goff said they want a gun
for it. Yeah, Jared Goff sent text messages to Cody Bellinger and Jock Peterson to congratulate them on their title. And Bellinger said, back to Goff. Hey, it's your turn now, Goff told reporters yesterday. You know what to do, Kyle Kuzma tweeted to the Rams. He tweeted at Rams. He didn't tweet at Chargers about trying to make it 3-for-3. And I don't consider the Rams to be Super Bowl favorites, but they've certainly been one of the, I would say, positive surprises in the NFL this season. But they're 5-2 in a very tough division. I think they're currently a half a game behind the Seahawks and tied with the Cardinals for second place in the NFC West. But you know, after a couple of, they make the Super Bowl, and then they seem to give ground. The last couple of years,
yep.
But now it looks like the Rams seem to be on the upswing again.
Let's not turn LA into Title Town again, shall we?
Yes, not.
Thank you.
It's not enough. I mean, just send some of us our way, south.
Yeah, just a little taste.
A little south. Finally, you talked about optics earlier. And how they are important. They're not the most important thing. Sometimes they're kind of, you make you roll your eyes like the optics. But we talked yesterday. I asked you, you woodsplained the Kim Kardashian tweet.
Yes, everybody was tweeting.
Yes, everyone was tweeting about getting your crew tested for 2 weeks and taking them to a tropical paradise where they can pretend things are normal. Well, it's kind of bad optics when one day later, Khloe Kardashian, Kim's sister, releases a video confirming that she actually had, like, bad COVID. She said, I did have the corona in a video that was filmed a month ago. I was stuck, you know, not only quarantined, but coughing, shaking, vomiting, headaches, cold and hot flashes, burning sensations. She talked about it was pretty bad that she got it, and it was all after Kim got so much criticism for her big 40th birthday bash on a private island. That's optics right there,
yeah,
Royce.
It is, and this is what happens when I'm out of the fold. Ben starts talking about the Kardashians, because it's one of the things.
Well, I was curious about it yesterday. I didn't even know that it was the Kardashians yesterday. Now you've got me intrigued.
Now you're all in.
All Kardashian all the time.
I can't
wait.
Woods
is gone.
While I'm on vacation.
We'll have an entire segment.
Paternity leave. It's the least vacation-like vacation ever.
That's true, isn't
it? It's really like, my wife said to me, because I told her, I'm like, I'm so tired.
But there's medical leave that's not fun.
That's not fun. But she said to me, she goes, well, maybe you have senioritis. And I go, senioritis means I'm about to get out of school and have fun. I got to get up. I got to get that lunatic child of mine ready for school. I have to take him to school. Then I get home, and I get thrust in newborn for the entirety of the day until I go pick up said lunatic from school at 4 o'clock. Then come, and then we put him, it's the least vacation type situation ever. But I'm so thrilled to meet him and give him my love. This kid better be a Rhodes Scholar. That's all. He better be Garrett Cole or like a Rhodes Scholar.
That is Don't Do This for a Thursday.
That was Don't Do This, brought to you by Hamul Casino. Get away and embrace the escape at San Diego's newest, closest, and most genuinely generous place to play. Safe and smart, Hamul Casino, Highway 94 to Campo Road.
Just about time for our NFL Insiders Report, and it is official Mort Report Week. ESPN's Chris Mortensen going to join us as we look ahead to Week 8 of the NFL season. That is coming up next with Ben and Woods right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.